Step one, train the people only to consume. Step two, infiltrate adults with the news. Step three, indoctrinate the children through the schools and the music and the apps on the phones that they use. Step four, separate the right from the left. Step five, separate the white from the black. Step six, separate the rich from the poor. Use religion and equality to separate them more. Step seven, fabricate a problem made a lie. Step eight, put it on the news every night. Step nine, when people start to fight and divide, take control. This is called situational design.
They can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to fight. Trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and then you against me.
We're with you, Tom. We will not back down. This is the ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
Welcome to the world of fire. World on fire, isn't it?
It's supposed to be world on fire.
Yeah. World on fire.
Yeah, it's pretty hot around here. So, 4 out of 5 wildfires are started by people. But dry weather, drought, and strong winds can create a recipe for the perfect disaster. So what has happened this year? Seems to be a lot more than normal. Here's a list of some of the largest fires throughout the world. In Alberta, Canada, starting in March of last year and still burning, there's been 17 new fires already this year. They say there's over 100 still kind of going, right? Wow. Athens, Greece, from July of 2023. Lahaina, Maui, in August of 2023. Spain, August of 2023. Villa Carlos Paz in Argentina in October of 2023. Buenos Aires, Argentina in January of 2024. Viña del Mar, Chile, just last month. And then Canadian, Texas, this month in March. Usually it takes 2 or 3 months to completely extinguish a large fire if there is rain and humidity. Yet Canada has had the worst of it, with over 100 fires still lingering. We covered the Maui fires extensively last August, and since then we have watched the fires much more closely.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Scorched Earth, Maui Under Attack, Maui Land Grab, Domestic Terrorist Attack, and Hawaii Statehood to Slaughter. All of those are about the Maui fires.
Yeah, those are all our original podcasts.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We saw the odd repetition of fire just skipping over anything blue. But did you know that Biden even noticed it?
Oh my gosh, this is it? You have the Biden clip? Stop. You have the Biden clip? I'll get it for you.
I do.
Okay, we'll scroll on back down to that and then we'll get her set up here for you. Do you click on it?
No, I have to go. I have to switch
right.
It.
All right, she's got it under the screen here, so we'll give her a second to get it pulled up here. So I had it on auto scroll and it threw her off.
Sorry.
My fault. So you have a video?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play it.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took off.
Play it again so we can hear it again.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took off.
Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it.
Okay, there you go.
They had the right roof on it.
It was. No. Oh my gosh. This is awful because people died in...
It was horrible.
Basically 3,000 degree temperatures because that's what it takes to melt aluminum engines and wheels. Lahaina was an intentional act. Those fires targeted from the sky, a laser beam targeted an area of homes where the people would not sell. And that was a historical district and they wanted that land for their little 30-minute city or whatever it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they scorched that land on purpose. But Biden told us all, just like he was going to create the greatest voter fraud agency in the entire world, and he did, just like that, he just told us that if you have the right roof on your house, it won't burn. So now, let's real quick, talk about this from a fire standpoint.
Okay.
Three different podcasts we've had, we talked about where fire, in fact, just last week, we said fire is indiscriminate. Fire doesn't look at the color of your roof or the type of roof that you have, unless he meant a metal roof.
Right.
You know, I guess metal doesn't burn, but the house still does. Dipshit.
Blue. Bleep. Blue.
Blue. And it has to be blue.
Blue. Blue. That's our color, right? Okay.
Blue's the answer to everything. So what you got next?
We hadn't looked into the grease fires until after the deep dive into Maui. But look at what this TikTok user found.
We do not recommend TikTok, and I hate it when you use it.
So in the midst of diving into numerous rabbit holes pertaining to the fires that are currently going on to the world, I found this smart city, La Linacon, or at least that's how I think you pronounce it. And it might open a lot of people's eyes as to what actually happened in the Greece fires a couple weeks ago that were just finished. Now, as it says right here, okay, this is very big and ironic since Bezos just put his first smart island hub, right, on the Greek island of Naxos. If you didn't know that, now you do. The Linacon is set to be the largest urban regeneration project in Europe. Now one can look back and see what parts were affected the most by these fires. Larissa, Athens primarily. And as it says here, look, outside Athens, Greece, being developed on the site of Athens' old airport in the grounds of the 2004 Summer Olympics, this high-tech city will double the amount of green space in Athens. Most recently, Lambda Development, the developer behind the Linacon, completed a share agreement with a Greece-based renewable energy company, the same one that is investing in Maui, Tenerife. Same as the Canadian fires, and you look at the private shareholders behind these institutions, right? They just happen to be people like Jeff Bezos. And I'm gonna show you what island I'm talking about because it's baffling, honestly, because it's right in front of our eyes. They're creating an entire network. Now, of course, this article is from 2022. You can find updated articles if you want. It's actually baffling as to who's ironically been helping out in the Greece fires because it's primarily been Jeff Bezos who just spread his interest in Maui as well. But you can see Amazon to create first smart island hub on Naxos, Greece. Wow. I mean, Bezos has been at this for a while. I mean, even ironically, in Larissa, where the fires also were that I just mentioned. Capital and largest city of the Thessaly region, the fourth most populous in Greece. Legend has it that Achilles was born here and Hippocrates, the father of medicine, died. Larissa is an important commercial, agricultural, and industrial center of Greece, who became a proud owner of the two Stiora Standard benches installed for Winhella's event, third largest telecommunications operator in Greece with more than 4 million users. This was in 2019. Ironically, the same time where everybody was implementing plans for smart islands. The first smart island was supposed to be Maui, the second, Tenerife. You putting two and two together? Hold on now. Now, like I just stated, they literally tell you straight to your face what drone systems are going to be over these islands. The drones that will be used by Amazon, the project area of Greek design and manufacture, and are the heavy military type with enhanced capabilities. The heavy military type with enhanced capabilities. They are locking us down into a huge network grid, and they're going to force us into these little cities because we're all going to have these natural climatic disasters. But people need to focus on the facts here. There is no climatic disaster going on. You guys need to understand that first immediately. They're doing it themselves, and they're literally putting it right in front of you. It's not hard to research this shit at all. You can find what you need to find, and it's sad because they're killing millions of innocent lives and animal lives. They're burning our Mother Earth, and I refuse to take a stand for it. So if I have to be the only one giving you the existential information to provide proof, then I will be.
So yes, another purpose, of course, for the fires is to reduce the population, but that's a side note. These grease fires found to be arson. All of these wildfires linked to future digital smart cities to save us from, quote, climate change. Throughout 2023, wildfires in Spain burned an area of 91,000 hectares. Just 1 year earlier, the Mediterranean country had seen its most devastating fire season in over a decade. Arson was determined to be the cause. Argentina had two wildfires of significance. In October of last year, firefighters were battling as many as six wildfires in the Cordoba province of central Argentina, where dozens of people were evacuated. In January, Argentina's Los Alceres National Park was destroyed with 2,300 hectares of land by a wildfire. Again, arson was determined to be the cause. In Chile, one of the most affected areas of the city of Viña del Mar, where at least 98% of its famous century-old botanical gardens were consumed by fire. Again, the old village in Maui, this was the old botanical gardens. They were taking over part of what they wanted to use, right?
Because you can't touch historical areas unless it burns down.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, natural disaster. Oh, well, I guess it's not a protected land or a protected building anymore.
Correct.
Because it's gone.
Several hospitals and nursing homes were evacuated due to power outages caused by the fire. And, you guessed it, arson again. So, Dr. David Martin, we've had him on our program several times. He unveils what he thinks is behind it. This is linked to an article. If you want to go to diggingdeeper.net, then the Ugly Truth tab, and go to our article called World on Fire, you can then read the whole article. But what it says, in short, is the world seems like it's on fire, and fires are ravaging Maui, Canada, Greece, France, you name it. But when you dig deeper, something is off. Well, the answer is land reappropriation, according to Dr. Martin, and we tend to agree.
Bingo. As a matter of fact, you pegged that from week number two after the Lahaina fires. Yeah, and I know you're going to cover some of that other stuff we talked about too, I believe. Yes, yeah, I'll just let you keep going here. This is a great report, folks. Keep on with us. I see there's a lot of viewers there, especially on our Rumble channel. And we have some there on Facebook as well and on our website. So hang on with us. This is getting good.
Yes. So author of The Great Reset, Mark Morano, explains how climate alarmists create the illusion of unprecedented, record-breaking fires despite a dramatic decline in wildfires over the last century. Did not know that. What they do with fires and all extreme weather is they highlight every single event as though this is some kind of new, unprecedented, record-breaking event. And they put them all together on the nightly news, in the corporate media, and then run with it as though it's unprecedented. But it's not. That's what he's saying. So let's listen in on his explanation of that.
Two background things on wildfires and forest fires. Dramatic declines in the last 100 years in Canada, in the United States, in Europe, Australia, globally. Even the United Nations acknowledges this. Even our national climate assessment. That's really not in dispute. We've now, forest fires and wildfires are down dramatically. Even hot spots like California. San Jose Mercury News, big newspapers have reported, first of all, centuries ago, California had much worse droughts and wildfires. So there is no increase in wildfires. Now, you can always find an increase, Ezra, if you pick one region of California or one region of Western Australia, and then you pick, like, since 1998, there's been an increase, if this continues. So that's how they do it. And the other thing they do is they show you, and I call it like sort of the casino effect. You walk in a casino and you see a wall of slot machine winners, right? You'll see someone, there's $10,000 winner, there's $100,000 winner. Look, that person won $300,000. I got to play the slots. Everyone's winning. It gives you the impression that everywhere that they're paying out huge sums and you got to play because you're going to be a winner too. Your chance of winning the lottery, very low. Your chance of someone somewhere winning the lottery is very high. So what they do with wildfires in all extreme weather is they highlight every single event to show you as though this is some kind of unprecedented record-breaking event, and they combine them all over. They can always find a, you know, you can always find a lottery winner. You can always find a slot machine winner, and they put them all together on the nightly news and the corporate media, and they run with it as though it's unprecedented. It's not. We know that on climate timescales, they're not.
So the latest wildfire to cause massive damage was the Texas Panhandle wildfire, which we covered last week. Panhandle wildfires kill staggering amounts of livestock, they report. The largest wildfire in Texas history has charred over 1 million acres of land, land that is home to one of the nation's largest cattle producers. Texas is the nation's largest cattle producer, and the land that continues to smolder is where the majority of those ranchers call home. Let's watch this report.
Wildfires have destroyed everything in their path across the panhandle, and they have also had a catastrophic effect on livestock.
We do want to warn you, we're about to see some graphic images. The cattle loss is only expected to increase, as we heard moments ago, as ranchers return to their land. KCBD News Channel 11's Natalie Falconberry joins us in the studio now with an update from the Texas Farm Bureau. Natalie.
Karen and Abner, because the fires are still burning, the Texas Farm Bureau says it's still too early to predict the loss of cattle. But the president says numbers are already staggering.
It's so early right now to really assess, quite frankly, how bad it is.
Russell Boehning, the president of the Texas Farm Bureau, says agriculture organizations across the state are working to determine just how many head of livestock have been lost. But until the situation is under control, information is limited.
I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but it does look like it's going to be quite extensive.
Boehning tells us Texas is the nation's largest cattle producer, and the land that continues to smolder is where the majority of those ranchers call home.
That is a very high cattle producing area of our state. There's a lot of folks that run cattle in those counties that are affected and have cattle. So, you know, it's a little bit, I guess I'll just use the word scary. It's a little bit scary to even think about what it could be. So
as first responders work day and night fighting multiple wildfires and resources pour into the state, Boehning says the next feat is getting the remaining livestock to land that they can graze.
You know, someone that's maybe not affected, that's 50, you know, 30, 40, 50 miles away, that may have some grazing land. Agriculture is resilient. Agriculture is very much about helping your neighbor. And, you know, sometimes your neighbor is 100 miles away.
Boehning tells us for those affected, not only have they lost their homes and land, but for those ranchers, they've also lost their livelihood.
And normally, a lot of those type of things, for instance, cattle, fences, those are normally things that we don't insure.
To help with the loss of uninsured livestock and property, the Texas Farm Bureau is launching a relief fund that goes directly to ranchers and those affected that have lost their livelihoods. You can find a link to that on our website. Karen and Abner.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yeah, and speaking of those relief efforts, we met a lot of great folks here at the Farm and Ranch Expo this weekend that are involved in that effort, as there are folks all over the country involved in this effort. Mm-hmm. And we will have some very special guests on with us. We're going to have some folks from the Nebraska Alfalfa Association.
Yeah.
And also some folks from Texas that have helped in the effort, and maybe now one from as far as Houston, right?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of folks to talk to in the future about this relief effort, but we're running short of time on tonight's Ugly Truth. But Andy's done a great job of bringing all of these different fires to one list for us to look at how many different ones there were. But just one note on all these fires is these fires are burning hotter than normal.
Yes, it's not necessarily the count like Murano had talked about. It's more about how they're burning.
Yeah, I want to know the temperature, because in Lahaina, in doing our research in Hawaii, we it was easy for us to determine that the fires there were higher than 2,600 degrees. We could prove that because human bodies were burnt inside of their cars.
Yes.
And it takes about 2,800 degrees. And aluminum engines as well.
Right.
And so these fires had to have been approaching 3,000 degrees in Lahaina, and they burnt everything in their path. And I think you're going to have a little bit more on that, on the Texas fire, on what they burnt. I'll let you talk about that.
Yes, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that 500 structures were confirmed destroyed. Let's listen to his report.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes. And frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground. Some early, and I will categorize as premature assessments, show that there are about 400 to 500 structures that have been destroyed. There's no way to say for certainty that's going to be the final number, because there's still the ongoing assessment process.
Wow. So even the governor is saying it's unusual.
Yeah, they can't figure out how many numbers of buildings that it was because they're gone. They'll have to find foundations, or I don't know what they're going to do.
Right. So Robert Kioski of Mindset of the Rich says Texas cattle are being destroyed by fires, all in the name of climate change.
This is a major producer of beef, and it just so happens that these recent wildfires have taken out the place where 80% of the cattle in Texas graze. I guess this is just another weird coincidence that happens to align perfectly with everything that the psychopathic depopulationist World Economic Forum globalist technocratic scumbags want, right? So you've got Attorney General Letitia James in New York going after beef producers, Bill Gates buying up all of the land and the companies that produce the beef, the WEF and the climate psychopaths shutting down beef production in Ireland and the Netherlands, and also here in America. And now you just happen to have a massive wildfire spring up out of nowhere in Texas that kills a, quote, staggering amount of livestock and destroys the grazing land of 80% of Texas's cattle. So, ooh, a little bit coincidental there.
Yeah, just a little bit coincidental. Now we got our friend, our TikTok user back again. The Texas fires have some extremely concerning coincidences. There's a smart city project planned in Amarillo. Let's listen in.
Just so happens to be what it looks like on the Texas Panhandle, specifically near Canadian, Texas, where 1.1 million acres are known to keep burning, with only 3% of those fires being contained. But I want to be able to open your eyes a little bit, so stay with me here, okay? Because everybody in these periods of time seems to be blaming global warming for these supposed wildfires. Now, I'm not officially going to lay claim to anything being true, but just stay with me here for one moment, and I might be able to open your mind up a little bit. Fritch, Pampa, and Canadian, Texas might or might not be a part of this project involving Amarillo, Texas. Showed this video yesterday, clearly showing a SMART city project that's due to take place in Amarillo. But this is what I want everybody to be focusing on, okay? This is a manufacturing logistics district, okay, on the east side of Amarillo, Texas. A district that might or might not be using certain connection networks all the way over to the Panhandle. And does anybody know how much private land has been bought in those specific areas in the last year alone, specifically by an individual named Bill Gates? Is anybody aware of what 15-minute cities are? I'm not going to lay claim to these cities officially being those specific projects, but we have an existing Amarillo Comprehensive Plan, which was completed in 2010, and there's a state law that requires the cities need to have an updated comprehensive plan. And so City Plan Vision 2045 is an update to the 2010 plan. And through a standard transparent procurement process, we recently awarded AT&T, which just so happened to have a lot of phone outages as of recently, an experienced and proven broadband provider, the contract to make internet connections available throughout our city. This was done with a $20 million plus investment from AT&T. But this is the important part, okay? With this partnership, AT&T will lay fiber to connect homes, apartments, schools, and other government buildings and businesses in Amarillo. But not just Amarillo. And the ironic part is all these fiber networks might or might not be traveling over 200 miles to the east of Amarillo, Texas. So you do the fucking math, honestly. And if you just so happen to look in the Canadian Texas project, this just so happens to show up, which is involved with the same exact individuals who claim to want to rebuild in Maui and Chile. The same exact energy institutions. And it's pretty ironic considering the fact that I just so happened to show everybody that Viña del Mar, specifically where the fires happened in Chile, was due to be the SMART city headquarters. And it officially says so on their government's website, by the way. But I'm sure there's no coincidence, right? But just wait. This morning, Biden just so happened to announce that he's officially releasing an Energy Balancing Act. Oh, and I'm sure it doesn't help at the fact that there was a petition last September to halt this specific technology being implemented in Amarillo. Especially considering the fact that this just so happened to occur late October of 2020 fucking three. Oh wait, that's a Texas what city summit? Oh man, wow, that's pretty ironic. Involving over 62 fucking counties in Texas. So I don't know, you tell me what's true. Because once again, I'm not going to lay claim to anything officially being true. So maybe I can just connect the puzzle pieces a little easier for you. Regardless, this is the biggest fire in Texas fucking history and the second largest fire in US history. With, like I stated, over 1.1 million acres being burned at this very moment, with only 3% of those fires fucking being contained. Oh, and it just so happens to ironically be 20 miles east of the biggest nuclear facility we have in the United States. Yeah, because that doesn't sound sketchy at all, right? The government would never do anything to its civilians to hurt them. Honestly, our US government is probably the best government in the entire world. I'm so proud and patriotic to be living in the USA in this very moment. If you catch the sarcasm, I really hope you're able to. Once again, if you just so happen to choose to think outside the box, then the actual truth will finally be revealed. Or just educate yourself on how to research into matters for yourself, because it's really not hard to find this type of information. That isn't me saying that it's actually easy to find, okay, because Google makes it pretty difficult. But now that you can filter certain things on Google, it makes it so much easier. But that's just the thing. Google isn't even a reliable source in itself. So you, yourself, has to literally connect the dots for yourself. Regardless, I will be continuously bringing awareness to every single wildfire that occurs. Because ironically, every single wildfire seems to be connected to the other ones. If you really want to look into the 2045 plan, I implore you to look into the NEOM project in Saudi Arabia. Something that will be connecting to something called the LINE project in Saudi Arabia. And the line is due to actually be finished by 2030, supposedly.
Man, this is hitting home on so many accounts. Right. This guy's right on with his facts.
Sorry about his language, of course, but...
He's pissed.
He's pissed.
And we're all mad. And when it comes to a civil war, what this is boiling down to, good versus evil, the tribulation, what it's boiling down to, the Armageddon, the final times, the end times, the final battle, what it's boiling down to, is not going to matter what language you use. It's going to be where you end up in the end.
True.
Do you know where you're going to end up if you get axed by a serial killer? Or a lefty?
Or a lefty. Whatever. Or a fire?
Or a fire. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or just all this bad stuff that's in our...
If you get struck down by a blue beam.
All this bad stuff in our water and in our food and in our...
So we bring a lot of ugly truth topics to you, right?
Yes.
And so it does sound scary. And what we want to do after we present you with all of the ugliness of the world is we follow that up with our next segment. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with our final segment, Faith Matters, right after this. And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, because we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.